Despite decades of research, cancer is still a notorious, unpredictable killer.
I was never a smoker, and they were telling me I had lung cancer. I wasn't emotional, I just was in shock.
Not only can it be lethal, cancer is also extremely complex.
We used to think that there were hundreds of cancers. Now we think there are thousands of cancers.
But recent discoveries have led to a deeper understanding of exactly what makes a cancer cell tick.
Cancer cells don't just grow, they grow for a reason. If we understand that reason, we'll necessarily prevent the cancer from being able to grow and spread.
That knowledge has led to radical new therapies that target different types of cancer in different ways.
All of these new targeted agents definitely add to the arsenal of weapons.
It's called personalized medicine. And for cancer patients, it may mean more effective, more tolerable treatment options than ever before.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's not like one silver bullet. It's more like a lot of silver buckshot that treats a lot of different types of conditions.
And in some cases, tiny pills could pack a punch that can shrink tumors in as little as a few weeks.
I think any cancer patient, any cancer doctor considers it a miracle when a cancer disappears completely.
There is new hope for a great number of people locked in a life and death battle with cancer.
Not a day goes by where I'm not just in awe and thankful for the fact that I'm living.
Emily Black prefers to live in a world filled with color.
I first discovered that I liked to paint when I was in high school. I realized that I actually had some talent. It's kind of a relaxing therapy for me.
A therapy that often revolves around flowers, trees, and natural beauty.
Watercolor painting is a way of expression for me. It just really helps the days go by, especially in the winter. Winters are kind of tough.
Emily is 25. She and her husband, Caleb, live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, very close to Lake Michigan.
We love just to take walks down to the lake. We love just spending time outside.
But spending time outside in this part of the country is a lot easier in the summer.
We do like Milwaukee. You know, in the winter it's beautiful, but can't help but wish we were in Florida or something.
So the couple focuses on finding indoor pursuits during the cold winter months. When she's not creating her own art, Emily likes to admire the works of others.
The art that grabs my attention is particularly the art that looks like something I could never do. The stuff that is especially high-skilled gives me inspiration.
For Emily Black, finding inspiration from different sources has become an important part of life.
Not a day goes by where I'm not just in awe and thankful for the fact that I'm living.
Her fight against cancer began 6 years ago when her mother noticed that a mole on her back had changed.
The shape was a little bit different, the color was a little bit different, and it didn't look like it had always looked when I was growing up.
Emily went to a local dermatologist to have the mole examined.
We didn't jump to conclusions. We weren't prepared for the worst by any means. We just thought it would be good to have him check me out.
She was not at all prepared for what followed.
The doctor said that it was melanoma and it was, you know, very deadly form of skin cancer.
Emily was just 20 years old on that day, a junior in college with her whole life in front of her.
I was surprised. The doctor was surprised. My family was just shocked. This just came out of the clear blue.
Surgeons removed the cancerous cells from Emily's back, but they quickly realized that the disease had already spread to her lymph nodes.
Initially, I was struck with denial. I had no idea the gravity of this diagnosis until eventually a doctor told me this could significantly shorten your life. The prognosis was about a year.
Malignant melanoma is the most deadly form of skin cancer.
Melanoma is a disease that's caused in large part by sun exposure.
Dr. George Sledge is the president of ASCO, the American Society of Clinical Oncology.
Not surprisingly, pale faces like me, who spend a lot of time in the sun, are at great risk for developing melanoma. And the more time you spend in the sun, the more likely you are to get melanoma.
Nearly 70,000 Americans are diagnosed with melanoma each year, and close to 9,000 die from the disease.
Melanoma has been a very difficult disease to treat once it spreads.
Dr. Charles Balch is a clinical oncologist at Johns Hopkins Medical Institutions in Baltimore, Maryland. He is also one of the leading melanoma experts in the world.
Lots of drugs have been given to try to treat it, but for various reasons, we've not had very much success in the treatment of advanced melanoma, even after 30 years of clinical trials.
In the wake of her diagnosis, Emily Black pulled out of college and began to battle for her life.
I guess it was tough for me to figure out because I didn't do anything that directly linked to this diagnosis. You know, I wasn't in the sun, it's not in the family. You know, there are a lot of questions.
She started a round of chemotherapy and took a drug called interferon, a standard agent used to fight melanoma tumors.
It involved shots every day at home that you had to do yourself. And, you know, it's just really lethargic feeling, I remember, and sometimes flu-like symptoms. You know, just feeling down. It was tough to handle.
This is where she was kind of trapped. She had withdrawn from classes in college, and all her friends were moving along with their lives. She was kind of just stuck and going through very difficult treatments.
It's a very difficult drug to use, has a lot of side effects, and yet it's the only thing that we have available today for patients after surgery who are at high risk for dying of their disease.
Despite the treatments, the cancer spread into Emily's liver and lungs. She stopped taking interferon and sought a new treatment from different doctors.
I didn't have any other options at that point. I couldn't have gone through some, you know, standard treatment that other people have gone through before because there wasn't anything. You know, I needed something new.
For patients with advanced melanoma, treatment options are limited and chemotherapy often ineffective.
If you find a melanoma in stage one, you have a 95% chance of beating it. And if melanoma is found in the later stage, as with my brother, 20% chance of beating melanoma.
The disease has brought Anne Harrington and Emily Black together. Anne runs a melanoma awareness organization in Milwaukee. Her brother, Craig, was also diagnosed with this lethal skin cancer.
Unfortunately, at the time of his diagnosis, there just were not a lot of options for him, and it was a pretty fast and furious battle for him. He passed away 6 months later.
I brought you my postcards.
As a melanoma advocate, Harrington insists that science holds the key to unlocking a more effective treatment for this deadly disease.
Clinical research is the answer. Without further treatment and without further research and getting patients like Emily into clinical trials, there isn't hope.
Research offers long-term hope to many cancer patients. But at this point, Emily Black desperately needed a more immediate answer. Yet she still didn't know where to turn. But fortunately for cancer patients, the landscape of cancer care is shifting dramatically.
We've seen real advances in the past decade, tailoring specific drugs to specific diseases.
In fact, recent scientific breakthroughs have produced a whole new generation of cancer-fighting drugs and are revolutionizing the ways doctors can treat their patients.
We are now in an era where there are literally some miracles, where a single drug can cause regression or shrinkage of the tumor literally within weeks.
That progress has come with a new, deeper understanding of what cancer is.
One of the biggest misconceptions about cancer is that it's one disease. And what it really is a collection of hundreds of different diseases, each with a different origin, each with a different pathology.
Dr. Lee Rosen is the founder of Premier Oncology in Los Angeles. He specializes in drug development and is always focused on finding new ways to fight cancer.
Despite decades of research, cancer is a killer, but after decades of research, we're so much better at understanding the differences between different types of cancers.
Researchers are learning what might cause many cancers and are figuring out how these diseases evolve.
Cancer cells don't just grow, they grow for a reason. If we understand that reason, and if we're able to block it, if we're able to interfere with it, we'll necessarily prevent the cancer from being able to grow and spread.
The key to unraveling those questions lies on the molecular level. Above all, cancer is rooted in genetics.
We know that most human cancers result from damage to DNA, to the normal chromosomes of a cell. The genetic blueprint is altered in such a way that it stimulates growth, invasion, and spread of the cancer.
Now, scientists can test cancer tumors for the kinds of genetic alterations responsible for their growth.
We look very carefully at each cancer sample, and we try to identify what is driving that person's cancer with the aim of matching the therapy to the actual driver of the cancer.
Dr. Mark LaDagne is a pathologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. He runs the Diagnostic Molecular Pathology Lab, where the first step in delivering personalized cancer care is being taken.
We're really working together with oncologists to identify for each patient what is the best treatment. So that's really what personalized medicine is all about.
LaDagne and his colleagues extract as much genetic information as possible from a patient's cancer cells, usually found in blood or tissue samples.
A pathologist handed a piece of tumor can take that tumor apart, can fingerprint the criminal, and tell us what it's done and how we need to punish it.
These days, that punishment can often come in the form of specially engineered drugs that are designed to strike at the very heart of the cancer cell.
We usually refer to targeted therapy as something that will be attacking only the cancer, sparing some normal cells of the side effects.
Targeted therapies. There are now dozens available and being used to fight cancers of all kinds. The dizzying list of drug names is long and getting longer all the time.
When you consider the number of genes that are in all of us, 60,000 or so, there are a lot of potential opportunities for developing so-called targeted therapies.
Dr. Keith Flaherty is a clinical oncologist at Massachusetts General Hospital Cancer Center.
What separates the newer therapies that we refer to as targeted therapy from chemotherapy types of drugs is that these are drugs that were engineered to attack a specific molecular target.
That specific molecular target is what's known as a biomarker.
A biomarker is typically a protein or DNA that drives the growth of a particular cancer. We can measure that in the clinic.
Measured in the clinic, a biomarker becomes the target doctors try to hit and may help determine whether treatment will work.
Biomarkers allow us to understand the specific mutations in a cancer cell. And with that understanding, then we can tailor our treatment to that specific abnormality.